Penguin Random House Audio presents Henry Himself by Stuart Onan. Read for you by Richmond Hoxie. For my father, and his father before him. The autumn wind, on its way, sets a scarecrow dancing. Brousson. In Memoriam. His mother named him Henry, after her older brother, a chaplain killed in the Great War, as if he might take his place. In family lore, the dead Henry had been a soft-hearted boy, a rescuer of stranded earthworms and fallen sparrows, presaging his vocation as a saver of souls. Salutatorian of his seminary class, he volunteered for duty overseas, sending home poems and charcoal sketches of life in the trenches. At church, the stained glass window that showed a barefoot Christ carrying a wayward lamb draped about his neck like a stole was dedicated in loving memory of the Right Reverend Henry Leland Chase, 1893 to 1917. The mock Gothic inscription, so elaborate, it verged on illegibility. And each Sunday, as they made their way to their pew up front, his mother would bow her head as they passed, as if to point out, once more, his uncle's saintliness. When he was little, Henry believed he was buried there, that beneath the cold stone floor of Calvary Episcopal, as below the medieval cathedrals of Europe, the noble dead moldered in cobwebbed catacombs.